This recording will be for a meeting of the Emory County School District Board of Education, a closed meeting to discuss the purchase of real estate, and it will start at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday, February 4th at Cottonwood Elementary School.
Nanette coming back?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, some post meeting.
You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Colby Jensen had called me a couple weeks ago, I guess, roughly, and inquired about the 40-acre piece of land that we have out in Elmo. And so what I told him is the first thing that we need to do is talk to the school board and see whether or not you have any interest in that. So Colby's here tonight basically to just explain his interest in the land and answer any questions that you might have. And then afterwards we can have a discussion as far as whether or not we want to pursue that. So,
okay.
If you just want to go ahead.
I don't have much to say. Thanks to technology data, I have some very primitive just in case you, this is much better than a flat map of maybe giving you an idea of where it is. One's just real closer. That's all. Just so you can see in relation to Elmo. I'm interested in buying a lot that is adjacent to the piece. And as I was on the lot looking around, I just thought to myself, this would be really nice if I could have just a little bit of this. It's 40 acres. I wouldn't want any more than 20 tops. But, I mean, 10 acres is really, if I could just have 10 acres or something, just to add on to what I might possibly buy as well. The other lot I'm looking at is just directly south of that. The canal runs through it that is now going to be defunct. And there's some other ditches as well. Some of them are quite deep. I would just basically use it as a pasture, put a couple head of horses on it. There's one piece that possibly could be turned into a field for maybe alfalfa or oats or something along those lines. But that's about it. I mean, really, just to see if you have any interest in selling it. Like I said, 10 acres, maybe as many as 20. But
do you own ground by it now? Or
I do not own ground by it now. I'm looking at, and there's been some talk, like I said, a lot just to the south of it. And I've been talking with the present owners of that piece, and there's I could buy that pretty easy.
Which, where is south?
Sorry.
Toward the community.
No, it's not.
The other way?
This is, yes. The piece that I'm looking at is actually right here. So,
right here. Where's the town site, I guess.
Oh, okay. Colby, can you get water on it?
Well, the new pipeline that they just put in runs roughly, I think, through here. It does not cut through the school district. I believe it cuts through here and then down this road.
We don't own any water.
And they have a
one share north.
I'm not exactly sure how that works, but I believe I ever used water on, I think I could access it somewhere here or I think somewhere here.
Can you just kind of pencil in there where you're thinking, kind of which corner? So
let me use this piece here. Again, the southern half is the piece that I'd be interested in. So if I did go as many as 20 acres, we'd just cut it in half roughly. But really, like I said, this is the piece that I'm looking at right here. And so if I just took, we could either, this piece is a nice piece. We could either cut it on an angle and go like that. We could do that. I mean,
is that the canal then?
Yes, this is the canal right here.
Okay.
So some over here, regardless, and then on this side.
Yeah, I believe so. I think, again, like if I, this would be the part that I would put a house on,
mm-hmm.
and then to extend the yard, basically,
oh, I see.
Along those lines.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll consider that. Appreciate your information.
Thank you.
Call me. What's the search on this? Help me. So I can orient. That's what I orient.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. That helps. Mm-hmm. Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That helps a bunch.
I appreciate your listening to me.
Okay, thank you very
much.
Thanks for staying the whole meeting. That's probably.
Hey, a little bit of homework.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a bunch.
Is this where we had trouble with the trash and the.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Motorcycle.
Yeah.
I don't know. Excuse me. The history of this, I did. We received it by federal patent, and I'm not sure how that works.
What does that mean?
I think we bought it. I think
it's
we paid for it. If I remember, yes. Don't you remember clear back when Randy was?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah.
But as much as I could read online, a federal patent is just a way that some of the land was sold that was federal land,
mm-hmm.
and but it comes with a list of things that go along with the property perpetually, as far as I can tell. And I don't remember exactly what they are, but something about always allowing the federal government to run ditches or water through it in the way they might have to at some point in the future, some different things like that. And with the federal patent, I'm not really sure if we can sell it or not, or, you know, if there's any stipulation there. So talk to the title company. She said they can find all that out for us, but we have to do a title search in order for them to do that. So if you're interested in...
Is he willing to pay for that, since it would benefit him?
I don't know.
I think that would be a good
idea.
I could
ask him that if you're interested.
I see.
What I told him was we just need to see if you have any interest in that or not. Before we, you know, proceed.
How much acres does it take to build a school, like an elementary school?
Well, there is kind of a formula. It's like, I don't know, the last I can remember, it's been a long time, it's like 5 acres plus an acre for every 100 students.
Oh.
A high school, of course, is like 40 acres. Or,
yeah.
What was
the purpose of 10 acres? Probably would be.
You'd probably need 10 acres for an elementary. If that ever happened.
An acre or something. Down the road, we might be able to sell it at a profit. We're only going to be tying up a couple hundred dollars.
How much is ground worth down there now?
I don't have any
idea.
That's a long
time. Undeveloped land. It's just blue hills probably now.
No idea. My guess would be not much. Maybe 500 to 1,000 per acre. The other thing that I noticed when I went through the file was that it looked like Ross had advertised it for lease a few years ago.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know
mm-hmm,
if any of you remember that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We wanted to leave.
So, and I don't know if anything happened from that, but
yeah.
That may be another option. I mean, if he's just going to put some cattle on it, we can lease it and still retain ownership.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he'd be interested in that either.
We have that property and we have some in Emory. And I know in the past the board's thoughts have always been, it's not costing us anything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to get rid of it.
You look at Green River, you know, if that plant comes in. And
but I don't know.
Don't know? You may need to do that.
I hate to have to buy that property at $5,000
mm-hmm.
an acre. You bought it
exactly.
But on the other hand, if he only wants to buy 20, you'd still have more than what you'd, I mean, what are the odds that you'd even put an elementary there, but you'd know you wouldn't put a high school.
Right.
So you'd still have ample.
No, if you had to put a school there, I'm sure you'd have an elementary school.
You'd have ample acreage to put an elementary school.
It all depends on access and where. Is that Blue Hill? Is that Mankishell there?
Yeah,
what is
it?
Kind of Blue Hill, Saltgrass,
mm-hmm.
Willows. Memory is rushing me to all of this.
I think Irrigated ground is even, Irrigated pasture ground is only even $700 an acre. If I remember right, we looked at a county survey not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. So this is probably only.
Yeah,
no water on it, you said no water, right?
Yeah, we own one share of Huntington.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why, I guess.
So it wouldn't be much, but by the same token, if it would help him and it wouldn't harm us, I don't know if it's to look into it.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy the whole thing.
Well, but then if you want to put your elementary down there someday, you need that other 20 acres.
Yeah, well, he wants the best piece to put anything on. The lower piece is better than that up on top of the hill.
Well, if you look at it, there's a roadway. See, the roadway comes in right here, and then it ends.
Mm-hmm.
And the canal goes off here. What was he talking about?
He put a...
I'm just worried that you've got to have access to that through a street that would be put in eventually if you ever build a school.
Mm-hmm. What's this? Isn't that a road?
That's Cleveland Road. I haven't been out that far.
So
I've been to here.
This is where it ends, and there's nothing here.
I've been to here to put up a no trespassing sign. Because we had motorcyclers out there jumping, and we had liability issues.
I've never seen that, so I have no idea.
Seems like it would be. It'd still give a sample if we could access the road. Here.
My question that I have is, anytime you go to sell property, do you have to declare it surplus and take bids on it?
I had that thought too. That
mm-hmm.
we may.
I don't think you can just sell to an individual without opening it up.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You have to declare it surplus. You have to advertise.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, I think both of those things would have to be checked out before we proceeded at all.
Is he in a position to pay for a title search? You got to know if it's something that, you know, we can actually sell.
Because I seem like we heard somewhere like these building lots that we have. If we wanted to sell them just as building lots, it sticks in my mind that you have to declare them surplus, and then you have to advertise them for sale, and you have to take bids. And I'll bet you that's the same thing here. We'd have to find out for sure.
Yeah. I do. The title company lady, she told me that if we were to pay for the title search, and then we ended up selling the property, there's always a closing cost and a title fee, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That would be waived in that closing, so you wouldn't pay it twice.
Oh.
But there's no guarantee that we'd sell it either. You know,
mm-hmm.
if we paid for the title search.
Well, maybe we ought to look into it. See if he's willing to pay for that. See if it's something we can do. See what it takes to...
It's just less property.
Yeah, see what we have to do that and then get back. But I think it's something... We have to look into, don't you? It's a property that's caused this problem in the past.
A little bit with that, but it's been pretty dead since then.
You feel about it?
Well, I just get nervous about selling property. Like, even though it seems worthless, but what if Elmo booms somehow? That property value is going to go sky high. You sell it for $300
an
acre. You sell it for $300 an acre now. It isn't a matter of buying back property, you know, to build a school. You could reserve enough for that. It's just that if you're going to sell it, is now the time to sell it, or would it be to kind of see how the economy goes? It may never change. I don't know.
Well,
you hate to sell it for $300, and then 5 years from now it's worth $5,000 an acre, and somebody asks, well, why did you sell it for $300? It's not costing us anything. I don't know. I'm not necessarily opposed to it. I just get a little nervous about it.
What about leasing it? That may be an option. Do you think you'd be interested in something like that?
Is it fenced?
No.
Maybe you could discuss all those.
We talked about fencing when we had the motorcycle riders in there, but it just would cost more than that. Actually, the city was using it as a dump for a while.
We had to put a, well, it wasn't the city. It was just individuals hauling their trash out. We had to dump it up there. We had to put a stop to that. So we had we put up signs for that and talked to the city about it. I think Doyle was the mayor at that time. Doyle Vinson.
Well, it is quite prime property. If you look at Elmo, it's right in the middle. It's not clear out in the...
It's ugly property, but it's... property.
It's probably the same ground that they're living on right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
I think the key, though, is going to be whether you have to declare a surplus and advertise it for sale.
I think that would be the first thing I'd check.
I'm pretty sure that you would have to.
I bet you do.
I think you could bid on it.
Mm-hmm. And then the risk of that is that you have one bidder and he bids not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
But you can
set a
minimum bid.
You can.
You may have people calling you and asking you why you're selling this property, you know. Like, why would you sell 10 and not 40 if you want to sell it?
Okay, we'll discuss a lease option, and see if he has any interest, see if he would pay for a title search, and then if we want to sell it, whether we need to bid it out or not.
Mm-hmm. And we have to look into the legalities of it and see if it's worth it.
Okay.
So if he does look into all of those things and he says yes to all three, would he come back to us and he said yes, we're willing, or would we ultimately say no, we're not willing? I mean, I would hate to get his hopes up because we say, okay, if you look at these things, and then to say...
From what I can tell him is that the board has a potential interest in selling the property, but we want to fully investigate, you know, what that would mean and what it would be first, and depending on the outcome,
then it would need further discussion.
Yeah, it's definitely not decided. I agree. I mean, you look at it, it's,
yes, they can sell it to
it's
you.
Mine sitting there, it's not hurting anything. I would be more.
I guess so.
I guess
just kind of gone through a landscape with myself. It's like, you know, I've talked to so many people, it's like, I hate for them to say, if you're interested in this, maybe.
Yeah.
I would rather say, you know, no, absolutely not interested, rather than having step in soup, you know. That, for me, as I looked at land, it's like, I would rather set people said, absolutely not. So,
well,
maybe take
this, this,
and
this.
Well,
I guess
I'll do it. Before he does anything,
though,
let's look in what it would take to sell it. I don't think the option of leasing, what it would take to sell it. And
what does the federal patent even mean? Maybe we can't sell
it. Yeah, we might not be able to.
You know, before we
resolve the issue.
Okay. And I don't think he's in any particular huge rush.
Yeah.
So if this takes two or three board meetings to kind of get through, I don't think that's going to bother him that much.
Okay. My initial feeling is not in any big rush to sell anything either. They're just not making more property. So I'm more inclined to hang on to what we got. We don't even have to pay taxes on it, do we?
No.
Because we're...
Well, if we're not interested in it, why should we even?
It'd be interesting to find out.
I can still investigate. If we tell them no, I can still try to get a
discuss the next board meeting. You may want to just offer a lease if you're interested in leasing it for pasture and that. But and it could that lease could go on for a long time.
Yeah, as far as that concerned. Yeah.
I just don't want to see people come in speculating.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to buy that with the speculation that it's going to grow and I'm going to make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
Make a subdivision someday.
We're not interested in making people money off from property that we sell for school district.
So I guess everybody wants to just look into it, not
make any offers or promises.
And not have him put in any money that might oblige us to do something.
But if you talk to him about the lease, that would give an idea of
what
are his interests
in that as well.
Okay.
We have another land.
Yeah.
While we're father, we're
going
to
more land stuff?
This is the new one. We only have one map. We might have to sell around here.
This is the continuation of our project from acquiring the land from the cattlemen and now moving on to trying to get a road in. And nothing's going to be simple.
You've been staying the tower.
No.
The whole time. But where we're at with this, we just to kind of orient you, this is Canyon View Junior High right now. This would be facing north. And currently, our buses come in on the highway kind of this way and come up the cemetery road and then pull in and drop off there. Just to kind of orient you. And the property we bought.
Up here in front of the school.
Yeah, and out.
And out.
What's this here?
That's tennis a tennis court.
Oh, okay.
Basketball.
All right, well, that's that. Man.
The property that we bought, our property before we made that purchase ended right here where this red dotted line is.
Mm-hmm.
We bought between there and Fred and DeCarma Allred's, so this strip right there. Also the cattleman corrals, which are right in here. And then also a strip of land right here. And back here over by 200 West, we also bought quite a big chunk over here. So that's kind of the new land that we own. In working with the city and special service districts, this is the plan that they've drawn up. This is from Johansson and Tuttle. And the plan is to build this road. This is 400 North right here. So to build this road up right through where the corrals are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would L over and hook onto the 400 West Street here. And then we're still trying to decide what the best way would be as far as from this road having a plan for busing and parent drop-off. So that's not finalized, but the issue that we're here to discuss with you tonight is in order to build this road straight up from the road here, which we want to do so that there's not an awkward situation
mm-hmm.
like we have over here,
mm-hmm.
We need to get this, I'll just draw an arrow, this little strip of land is owned by Fred and DeCarma Allred. And so we've kind of been trying to figure out how we can get them to give that up. The idea we came up with was that if this road is built here, we still own this piece of land
mm-hmm.
here, which is on the back side of their property. So I met with them yesterday, and as well as Huntington City and Special Service District, and we offered them that trade. The two pieces of property, the property we would be giving them acreage-wise is actually twice the size of this piece here. In addition, Daryl said that the Special Service District would fence both sides of their property,
mm-hmm.
and there's a secondary line that goes through here that they would pull out and move next to the road here. So, seems like a pretty good deal. They said, well, their first issue was they felt like we needed more justification for doing the project. Was it really worth it? And then they moved to, maybe we would trade this, but we want this piece of land over here too. So what I told them is I would discuss it with the board and let them know how you felt about that and get back to them. So that's kind of the issue that I wanted to bring up tonight. And
one of the things you need to understand also is that by doing this and trading this property for this strip, it increases their property value substantially because you now have a street that you can put building lots
mm-hmm.
on here, but also across here.
There is a sewer line here, and the Special Service District would also be building a water line down that street too, so everything would be there utility-wise to make that.
A culinary water line here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But without this or the street, then nothing really changes as far as their property value. And this section here gives you property that you could, if you wanted to, declare surplus and sell building lots there to help with some other project somewhere.
So this over here would be several acres then.
This is a much bigger piece over here that we own. And it would have value to the school district also.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things I don't think that Fred and DeKarma are probably looking at it as potential building lots here because they're farmers. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way we are. And it's more parting with the land that's difficult for them rather than the whole concept of it. I know we get really attached to our ground, don't we?
Yeah.
And I think that they're civic-minded, and I think that they would like to help, but I don't think they're looking at the potential increase in value of their land. I do think that, particularly in light of the economic situation that we face, we would do well to hold on to this area over here and tell them we think that the best that we can do is to go ahead and trade them this for this. That's my opinion.
What's the possibility if they won't do that to come in from here? Is that ever possible? Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm glad you discovered that because that's the next option.
Yeah, if they want, let's
just
go. If
we can't do this, then the other option is to see if that we can just take that road on out here.
Mm-hmm.
We can still do access here.
But this would be preferable.
But this will have sidewalks.
And I can't imagine.
So all of your student traffic walking would have sidewalks into the school.
I can't imagine if you're increasing the value of their property and giving them twice the amount, why they would want to push to have this. That doesn't seem very civic-minded to me.
I don't know.
To me, it doesn't. But because you would be doubling almost this, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is doubled, plus they're doing all this movement for you, plus you've got a sewer line.
Mm-hmm.
That seems pretty advantageous to
me. Well, I think you're acting in the best interest of the school district and the county and the citizens. You don't want to give land away like that.
No, I agree.
I don't think that.
No.
So how many feet is this wide that they would be?
The road would be 50 feet wide. The total width would be 75, but that would include the sidewalks, curb and gutter.
Mm-hmm.
So the area they're partitioning out for the road is 75 feet, but the road itself would be 50.
Yeah.
Now, and the Special Service District is planning on doing curb and gutter and sidewalks, and this is fantastic.
Yeah. And it's
wonderful.
It's all approved and in their plans for this year.
What they want to do, though, is they want to bid all of their county projects in one package.
Mm-hmm.
So they're under a time schedule like March
to
let bids out. We also have asked them to bid on the access in here as a separate bid along with all of their other, so that it isn't bid separately by us.
Mm-hmm.
And that they could actually build that, the contractor who bids on it could build that. And what we're looking at right now is the bus access that comes in.
It's still
got to
connect,
though.
No, it's probably really split.
It's already belonged up
here.
No problem. That belongs to us.
It offsets from this intersection here. And this is what you have here that is so screwy.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get away from it. It goes straight into that other intersection.
That's nice. It's going to suit us.
Yeah.
Okay. And down the road, if we did end up building an elementary school over here, this whole process would be advantageous as well.
But again, if you had to come through here, it's not the ideal, but it still gives you some flow of traffic to get away from this street here that's so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
This is so narrow, no
it
sidewalks.
Is. It's bad. That's a
and
bad intersection.
That's what we're trying to get away from right now.
Yeah.
Most of your kids are going to be coming from this area here.
Mm-hmm.
That's some up on the hill up in here, but right through here. And there's not hardly any homes down in here for kids.
Mm-hmm.
That
so that's not Main Street down there.
No.
Main Street would be two more over.
Okay.
So is that a consensus that we need to hold on to this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I would think so.
Ask them if they please would consent to do that.
That would be very helpful to the school district in the community, really, if they would consent to that.
It really would.
It would be civic-minded if they...
Okay. All right. And just kind of informationally, we've been tossing around every idea we can think of as far as what would be the best way to route the busing. And currently what we're thinking is the best. We had originally thought the buses could come in here and go behind the school, but Roger told us today, and we hadn't thought of it, that the buses need to park where the exit door is facing the school so that the kid doesn't have to walk in front of the school bus. So the bus can't go this way behind the school because that would be the opposite. So buses would still come in the same way they do drop off, but they would now exit out this road and down here on the 4th and out. And the parents were thinking they could come in here, turn, and we could actually have kind of a pull-out drop-off area in here, and they'd drop their kids off, then we would have a designated walkway for the students to come in from the school there. It may end up being totally different. I mean, we're trying to toss around all ideas at this point.
This is the existing parking lot, so we're looking at an access off the highway, two accesses to that parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that hooks right onto there. Initially, we thought we could come through here. Actually, we wanted it over here closer to this, but it's too many turns. This takes up a big section of that property. But by coming here, we thought we could do a split off here for parents over in front of the school now. But we feel like maybe it'd be better right in here to drop off and have a walkway. Then you could extend that. We're planning to make that tennis court into parking. Because they don't play tennis on it.
Kids play basketball during
and extend that out some here, and this would be activity parking, which they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have to have a driveway in right in here for parking.
Mm-hmm.
So
hopefully it will work out. Anything that we can do to alleviate the amount of traffic, foot traffic, as well as vehicular traffic on this intersection would be really helpful.
And I guess they know the reasoning of all this, the all-reds, that we want to make it safer for kids and that it would help.
I think the kids have some questions about whether or not we really need this. In looking at trying to help out, they want to be sure this is really needed.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to know if we'd had a full study done on
data
to show it and everything else, which would cost you quite a bit of money, and I don't think we need that kind of data. If right now we have a safe school routing plan that has everything coming over into here, and if we redesign the routing plan so that all that foot traffic comes over here, then I think you've justified the fact that you've created a safer environment for kids to get to school.
Yeah.
And that's where you direct the kids to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've never had an accident here, but it's one waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very narrow road. If you've driven up over there, there's a little bit of a hill there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and especially during the winter time, when they plow the streets, it gets even narrower, and there really is nowhere for the kids to walk.
Again, the next option, I say, is if that doesn't work, you can come down through here, and you can still run your flow this way. But this is a narrow road here for buses.
You can't condemn property on that?
You can, but if you recall the discussion we had on the property by Emily Heights parking lot when we were looking at having them build a swimming pool there.
Mm-hmm.
We were informed by attorneys that they could tie us up in court for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
The city could do it. We wouldn't. This is not our problem.
Right.
You know, here's what we're looking at. This will help us, but this is really an issue between the special service district, the city, and them as far as that road.
Yeah.
It just involves us because we own the property.
Right.
But, you know, they are people of integrity, and I really, I hope that they will see the value in it and go ahead and make that trade.
And maybe it's just digesting it. Sometimes it takes a while to just...
Sometimes it does.
Just say, this will be
found.
Okay.
Yeah,
it is. It's true.
Forever.
That's true. It takes a while to just make it... so you can
think about it.
Hey, well, thank you.